This is the Marty Minute with Marty Bass and Colleen Carew on 100.7 The Bay.
Happy Friday, Marty Bass.
Hello, Colleen. Hi, everybody. TGI.
Woohoo! Now, I want to mention my Facebook post from yesterday and bring you in on this because I have an idea of what your answer is going to be like. I know you're a shorts and flip-flop kind of guy, but I put out there, if you could get on a plane, train, boat to anywhere today, where would you be headed?
Miami Beach.
Why? Of all the beaches, why is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's pretty good afternoon, evening, and night life. And right now, I mean, I don't go inside. I just wear the damn mask and play by the rules. I don't mind sitting outside socially distanced. But my idea of a good time outside is not anything under 65 degrees. So I'm having a little bit of cabin fever here. Because remember, at the beginning of this COVID deal, we were coming out of March, and life was trying to mild up. Through the past year, this is the first time we've really just been locked inside to protect against not only COVID, but the cold. I need some social interaction. I need to get outside. I need a damn cold beer in the sunshine.
So Marty is heading to Miami. Meantime, you can see his mug on a salt box. How about that? Salty Bass.
How about that? But more importantly than my mug on a salt box, only in Baltimore, Maryland, could a grassroots art project like this take hold with over 100 salt boxes decorated up by various amateur local artists. Only in Baltimore could a salt box become a pop culture icon.
So it's various artists. I thought it was Juliet Ames. I think she did the first one.
Oh, there's 100 boxes, and she has a whole cadre, an army of artists that she has rallied around this grassroots city art project that's giving everybody a much-needed smile. We had a report on our news done by a fine reporter, Paul Gessler, and he had John Waters as an interview. Wow. John Waters was all behind it. And if the king of kitsch, the king of sleaze says a thumbs up, who are we to argue?
You want to see a map of where these salt boxes are at baltimore.saltbox on Instagram. And what is in store? It's been a very crazy winter, and I'm ready for spring just like you are. But what do we have going on this weekend?
It's going to be cold. How about 18 degrees tomorrow night? Yeah, I mean, it's going to be cold. The cold has settled in. Daytime highs in the 30s overnight. The 18 is going to be the extreme. Let's figure tonight and Sunday night in the 20s, but at least we'll have sunshine. Then the good news is by midweek next week, we'll be back at or in the low 50s.
You warm yourself up with a martini, Marty, and we will talk to you next Friday. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, everybody. Just wear the damn mask and be safe.
This has been the Marty Minute with Colleen Carew on 100.7 The Bay.